وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وأنعم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد في الأولين، وصل وسلم وأنعم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد في الآخرين، وصل وسلم وأنعم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد في الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah, that's energy is very up. MashaAllah, let's keep it this way. And I love the fact that you get closer to the Sheikh because he knows that there are some prizes today. So MashaAllah, he's excited. I love that. Bismillah. So you guys still remember the dua that we spoke about last time? Who still remember? So far we learned two duas. The first dua was, anyone? Bismillah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Beautiful. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam promised, whoever says this dua, what's the reward of this? You guys still remember? Someone in the back? Yes, brother? He will be protected. He will be guided. No, he will not die yet. And he will be defended. Muy bien. Very good. MashaAllah. So, can anyone tell us in Arabic the three words? Yes, right here, MashaAllah. No, no, no. Don't help him out. Kufita wa hudita wa. وَوُقِيتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ. I'm so proud of you guys, mashaAllah ta'ala. Okay, second dua, we spoke about the dua of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. That's right. And we said this is the dua of what? When you are in desperate need of something, right? Prophet Musa alayhi salam was in desperate need of everything. He was homeless, he was jobless, he was afraid. And then he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was that dua? MashaAllah. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. MashaAllah. All of your answers are correct, but I'm not going to give you any prizes yet. Okay. Let's see today's dua, inshaAllah ta'ala. Today's dua is coming from a great man, great prophet. This prophet, to me, he's the most beloved prophet after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When I speak about this prophet, I have a lot of hayba and ihtiram, a lot of respect towards that man. He is the father of all prophets. This prophet, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, you know, his story is very unique. But more importantly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him a special status in the Quran. So when it comes to all prophets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks more about their stories. So Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, al-ibtila'at, the hardships, al-altaf al-ilahiyya, all of this, you know, incidents that occurred at his time, right? In his life. But when it comes to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah spoke more about his characteristics, his qualities. So he described him in the Quran with a very beautiful way. He said, "Inna Ibrahima kana ummah." Subhanallah, Sheikh Yasir Bijaz spoke about this last khutbah, mashallah. Kana ummah. Do you guys know what does that mean? There is a man, yes, Yusuf. He is leaded. Leader, absolutely. He is definitely a leader. Yes.
He's like the leader of the ummah?
He is the leader of the ummah. That's right, mashallah. Yes, brother in the back. He's an ummah by himself, by mashallah. There is a man worth a value of a man. And there is a man worth a value of an entire ummah. So just think about an impact of an entire ummah. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam can match that impact. He described him in the Quran this way. An influence of an entire ummah Prophet Ibrahim can actually match that. A sacrifice of an entire ummah, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam can actually match that. So he said, Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan. And then he said, Qanitan. What Qanitan means, guys? What do you guys think? Qanitan. It was repeated in the Quran twice. Allah has described him twice with the word Qanitan. And in different occasions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described him with the word Awwah. What Awwah means? Kathirud du'a. He makes tremendous du'a. He loves du'as. And we're going to see towards the end of this khatira, the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to Prophet Ibrahim just because he had that quality, making tremendous du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanitan lillahi, hanifa. What hanifa means? Here comes the price. Whoever tells me the meaning of hanifan, hanifan, he will get a gift card to, let me see guys, just to make sure that I have it. Bismillah. Panera bread right here. You will go and get some donuts today, inshallah. Hanifa, what hanifa means? Yes, brother.
Pure.
Pure, mashallah, wrong answer. Hanifa, what hanifa means? Who can tell us, yes? Muwahid, no, not really. Not the deep meaning of Hanifa. Hanifa has a very specific meaning. Hanifa. Last answer? I wish I know Urdu. Wallahi, I would give you the gift card. Focused. Very close. So Hanifa is ma'il anil batil lil haqq. Not just focused on the truth or following the truth, but he's actually very far from falsehood. Again, Hanifa means that he is very far from falsehood and leaning towards the truth. He's focused on the truth. His destination is the truth. His direction towards the truth. He will never lean towards falsehood. Hanifa. So again, Allah has described him with what? Inna Ibrahim kana umma. That's the first description. Qanitan lillah. And then Hanifa walam yaku min al mushrikeen. That's a beautiful description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of Prophet Ibrahim. And he described him in the Quran multiple occasions, right? Idh ja'a rabbahu biqalbin salim. He came to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a very pure heart. Also, he described him with being shakir, right? So many descriptions, mashallah, so many characteristics that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and titles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now, what is the dua that we're going to learn from Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam today? And this is, wallahi, very beautiful. Every time we come and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to remember Prophet Ibrahim. Because our salah is a dua of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Who knows this dua? Guys, come on, I have to give you some gift cards. Yes? Tashahud, that's right. But in the Quran, there is a specific dua that Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam made for us to actually establish the prayer. Al-Fatiha, mashallah, wrong answer. Yes? Beautiful dua, but this is not the right answer. Allah, Allah, this is a beautiful dua. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam said in the Quran, Rabbi ja'alni muqima as-salati wa min dhurriyati. May Allah make my offspring among those who will establish the prayer. Who will establish the prayer. Every time we come and pray, remember Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. So what was the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Prophet Ibrahim just because of all of these du'as that he made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The reward was Khalilur Rahman, that's true. But there is even higher reward than this. Higher reward than this. Yes?
Was it like what he said about him?
No.
So it was a prophet, lineage of prophets coming from him.
That's true, but there is a more reward than this.
Prophet Muhammad was a Muslim.
Like what? That's true. This is very high reward. But there is another one. Yes. That's true. The lineage of all prophets came from Prophet Ibrahim. That's true. By the way, Prophet Ibrahim has two sons. Ismail wa Ishaq. From Ishaq came who? Yaqub. And from Yaqub came who? Yusuf. That's a great lineage. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not coming from that lineage. It's coming from who? Prophet Ismail alayhi salam. So this is definitely, that's why we say that Ibrahim alayhi salam is the patriarch of this ummah, is the father of all prophets. But this is not the reward that I'm talking about now, guys. Yes? That's true. And Sheikh Yasir Birjah spoke about this last khutbah. That's true. Wallah, there are so many things about Prophet Ibrahim. But there is one thing that we say and we do in a daily basis. 5 times a day, we remember Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. When we say what? Yes. Come here. You will get it. Yes. Allahu Akbar. So, subhanAllah, he made dua for us to establish the prayer. And Allah has rewarded him with us making dua for him 5 times a day. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد سبحان الله. By the way, Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم used to love Prophet Ibrahim because he actually even looks like him. And he said, Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, that I came, and that's the last question, because I have one more gift card that I have to give today. Let me see. Yeah, mashallah, it's right here. Guys, come on. You have to go to, get some donuts and some coffee today. Not coffee, not for kids, but donuts for you guys. So focus. Prophet Muhammad said, alayhi salatu wassalam, he said that I came as a dua of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. That was a hadith. And then in the Quran, there is an ayah that speaks about this. That Prophet Muhammad was a dua of Prophet Ibrahim. What a beautiful gift, right? What a beautiful gift. So what is this ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, and adults can participate as well, mentioned in the Quran that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came as a dua of Prophet Ibrahim? Yes. Allahu Akbar. رَبَّنَا وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آياتنا ويعلمهم الكتابة والإيه والحكمة ما شاء الله. يوسف come. Yeah, I mean, you're gonna use his.
Dangerous stuff.
Okay, ما شاء الله يوسف. By the way, Yusuf is a very good soccer player, ما شاء الله. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who follow the legacy of our beloved Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all and bless our children with the teachings of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all prophets. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Don't forget, every Saturday we will have a dua from the Quran, inshallah ta'ala. So please bring your children, bring your families, inshallah, to participate. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.